The world's economic crisis is even affecting a place as remote as the Marshall Islands. Last year, 3% of its population moved to the United States, and many Marshallese are traveling 6,000 miles from their Pacific home to a small Ozarks town, where the local economy is still strong. Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas, reports.
A colorful crowd of Marshallese celebrating the 30th anniversary of their nation's independence stares at 13-year-old Josiana Chongom as she belts out the Star-Spangled Banner. No one holds a hand over a heart. It's not their tradition, but huge gatherings are. 6,000 Marshallese in Springdale have been joined by several thousand more islanders from migrant communities in Hawaii, Oregon, and California. They started to come to Arkansas 2 decades ago after a Marshallese man took a job in a poultry slaughterhouse. Word quickly spread back on the islands that there was money to be made in the Ozarks and rent was cheap. 21-year-old Angeluk Lovin has lived here 9 years.
Like, we're really close with our family, so like one family moves here. Like, even though it's your uncle, he's going to try to bring his sister's kids and his brother's kids, everybody else to come here. Like, there's no job back in Marshall. So.
Lovin works the night shift at Tyson Foods and is enrolled in community college. He's studying to be an accountant. Other islanders work in the region's retail, medical, and restaurant industries. But back home, unemployment is staggering and the cost of living worse. Last year, more than 1,600 Marshallese left their Pacific archipelago, a big number considering only 53,000 live on the islands. Under an agreement with the U.S., any Marshallese can move here with just a passport and must show up in Arkansas, which is why they've opened a consulate in town, Consul General Carmen Chongom.
I have a passion to help our people, and having lived in the United States for so many years, I know what it takes to succeed.
And living in Springdale should be a cinch, having survived typhoons, famine, waves of colonialists, and 67 U.S. atomic bomb tests. Juanita Lokbol's homeland, Bikini Atoll, is still radioactive, but most of her family live in Arkansas now. She and her sister, Ruth Ann, wait for them to share a feast of chicken rice, fresh papaya, and coconut pudding. Eyeing the food, Lokbol says she likes it here, sort of.
I've been thinking about moving, but since my whole family is here, I don't think I will ever be able to do that. It's how Marshallese say, which means
your body wants.
My body wants to, but my heart just can't do it. No.
But staying in the Ozarks at 1,300 feet above sea level might be a good idea. Climate scientists speculate the low-lying Marshall Islands may be inundated with the rising oceans over the next century. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.